families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. Currently, we're at 27 degrees. Yesterday's high was 58. The record high to beat today, 63 in the year 2000. Record low, 24 below zero in 1967. Last year's high was 44, and the low was 14. Sunset will occur at 5:46 this afternoon. Sunrise time, 6:42, coming up for this morning. The air is calm, barometer at 29.79, and no precipitation today. After midnight reading of 34, it is 27 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO-FM Richland Center, where the update at 6, is sponsored by Scott Industries. Enjoy the benefits of working at Scott's, including unparalleled opportunities for career advancement and a generous profit-sharing plan that is fully owned by the individual workers.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. South Carolina was over the weekend. Michigan is tomorrow. Donald Trump trouncing his Republican competition in the primary so far, even though Nikki Haley says she will stay in the race until Super Tuesday when 15 states vote on March 5th. Here's ABC News political director Rick Klein.
There's no way that Donald Trump won't be winning big over the next week or so. And Nikki Haley has no realistic way of catching up. She is not going to overtake him in the delegate count. She is not going to be the Republican nominee unless something huge happens to either Donald Trump or his campaign.
The head of the Republican National Committee, Ronna McDaniel, releasing a statement this morning saying she is stepping down following Super Tuesday. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky saying 31,000 Ukrainian troops have been killed since the war began. U.S. estimates had that number closer to 70,000. Aid to Ukraine currently held up in the House. Candlelight vigil last night for Nex Benedict, the non-binary teen who died following an attack at their Tulsa school. There's a walkout planned for today. This is ABC News. A big switch on Wall Street this morning.
Walgreens Boots Alliance will exit the Dow before the opening bell and will be replaced by Amazon. It's another sign of the shift in what was once a composite dedicated just to industrial stocks. Walgreens Boots, a pharmacy chain, replaced General Electric in 2018. Economists say the comings and goings mirror the evolution in the U.S. economy from making things to more service-based to tech-focused. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
More kids with measles in Florida. 8 cases confirmed in Broward County, Florida's Surgeon General, facing criticism for allowing parents of unvaccinated kids in the area keep sending them to school. The CDC is recommending kids who have not been vaccinated need to stay home after a case of measles is diagnosed. And Lenovo unveiling what could be the future of laptops, one with a screen that you can see through. One possible use is for architects so they can see a building in real life and draw designs right on top of it. Right now, it's still just a prototype. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Scott Industries is hiring for manufacturing positions in Muscadet, Wisconsin. Machine operators start at $15 per hour. You may earn $20 per hour or more through incentives. All night shifts receive a $2 per hour night bonus. Work at modern state-of-the-art facilities. Excellent profit-sharing plan, medical and life insurance, paid holidays and vacations. Apply at Scott Industries in Muscadet. Call 739-3171 for an appointment to fill out an application.
Today's update on sports is sponsored by Bindle Tire and Auto, your certified Firestone on the farm tire service, and also the Richland Hospital, where everything they do is all about you. Well, yesterday, Giannis Antetokounmpo scored 30 points, Damian Lillard added 24, and the Milwaukee Bucks beat the 76ers 119-98 in Doc Rivers' return to Philadelphia. It was a busy NBA day. Phoenix 123, the Lakers 113, Indiana 133, Dallas 111, Cleveland 114, Washington 105, Chicago got the win against New Orleans 114-106, Atlanta over Orlando 109-92, Oklahoma City over Houston 123-110, Denver 119, Golden State 103, also Utah 128, San Antonio 109. 89, Charlotte 93, Portland 80, Sacramento beat the Clippers 123-107. From the NHL, Tampa Bay 4-1 over New Jersey, Pittsburgh 7, and Philadelphia 6. Winnipeg won in overtime over Arizona 4-3, and Detroit was an overtime winner over Chicago 3-2. Buffalo won a shootout over Carolina 3-2, Columbus 4, the Rangers 2, Nashville 4-2 over Anaheim as well on the ice. Number 3, Purdue was a winner in men's college basketball 84-76, and 7th-rated Marquette beat Xavier 88-64, all a part of Sunday sports. The Brewers played exhibition baseball and lost to Colorado. Final score 10-3. San Diego was a winner over the Cubs 7-3 as well. And Boston beat Minnesota by a final of 8-6.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on-the-farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindle's at 647-5851 today.
At the Richland Hospital and Clinics, we're committed to providing heart and stroke care that aligns with the latest research-based treatment guidelines. Studies show patients can recover better when these guidelines are consistently followed. We're proud to be recognized by the American Heart Association for our achievement in the Get with the Guidelines Coronary Artery Disease Quality Program. Another way the Richland Hospital and Clinics is working to improve health care for you and your family.
A high of 64 today with sunshine and record warmth. Southeast to south winds at 12 to 22. Scattered clouds tonight, a low of 38. Tomorrow's high, maybe even a little warmer. Mid to upper 60s with spotty light rain showers. And then a sharp contrast down to 14 Tuesday night with a dusting or a half inch of snow expected. And Wednesday, just 26 for a high before it warms back to 44 on Thursday. In Richland Center this morning, after an early reading of 34, it is 27 degrees at WRCO FM 100.9. Good Monday morning. Here's Carly Pierce.
Everybody's asking what the hell happened, wondering why it all went wrong. Mama always said, if you can't say something nice, then don't say anything at all. And I've got myself. Got his side too, so I ain't gonna go and tell you what he did, but I'll tell you what he didn't do. Treat me right, put me first, be a man of his word, stay home 'cause he wanted to. Always fight for my love, hold on tight like it's something that he couldn't stand to lose. The devil's in the details, I won't tell the hell. Taking time to turn around, so I'ma take the high road, even though we both know I could run him out of this town. That's just dirty laundry, I don't need to wear the truth. So I ain't gonna tell you everything he did, but I'll tell you what he didn't do. Treat me right, put me first, be a man of his word, stay home 'cause he wanted to.
Didn't do.
We trust it was a good weekend for you. Our weekend went well as well. We had a little bit of a birthday gathering yesterday for young granddaughter Oakley, who actually officially turns 4 today. But we had a little bit of a prerequisite party yesterday and had a good time there playing. And I was, of course, Prince Philip with the dolls. We played with the dolls a little bit yesterday that she got for her birthday. So that was kind of fun. The only time in my life that I've ever been recognized as a prince, I guess. Here's Mo Bandy.
If life is like a candle bright, death must be the wind. You can close your window tight, and it still comes blowing in. So I will climb the highest hill and watch the rising sun. And I pray that I don't feel the chill till I'm too old to die young. Let me watch my children grow to see what they become. Oh Lord, don't let that cold wind blow till I'm too old to die young. Now I have had some dear sweet friends I thought would never die. Now the only thing that's left of them is the teardrops in my eyes. If I could have one wish today and know it would be done, well, I would say everyone could stay till they're too old to die young. Let me watch my children grow to see what they become. Oh Lord, don't let that cold wind blow till I'm too old to die young. Watch my children grow to see what they become. Oh Lord, don't let that cold wind blow till I'm too old to die young.
Remember one day we had nothing to do, so we went down to the city zoo just to kill an hour or two out in the good sunshine. But we had so much fun, we were glad that we came. We fed all the animals and gave each a name. We didn't even mind when it started to rain. We had a real good time. Now that it's over and you're far away, I miss you more with each passing day. All my friends sympathize and say, you'll forget in time. Yes, you will. Give yourself a little time. But it's already been well over a year, and just in case you're interested, you might like to hear how everybody's doing down at the city zoo. Without you, well, the monkeys forgot you, the hippo forgot you, and so did the kangaroo. But me and the elephants, we still remember you. elephants, we'll never forget you. So I wrote to Ann Landers and dear Abby too, and asked their advice as to what I should do. They said everything that reminds me of you would all have to go. So I burned all your pictures except two or three, the one by my bed and one on my TV, and the one that I always carry with me everywhere I go. And today was so nice, and since I was in town, I thought I'd take the opportunity to go down and see how everyone is down at the city zoo. And what's new? Well, the rhino forgot you, the zebra forgot you, the polar bear and tiger too. But me and the elephants, we still remember you. Me and the elephants, we'll never forget you.
Bobby Goldsboro on WRCO Radio, 617, the time today, February 26th, the 57th day of 2024. There are 309 days left in the year. Celebrity birthdays today include actor-director Bill Duke, who is 81. Singer Mitch Ryder is 79 today. And keyboardist Jonathan Cain of Journey turns 74. Also born on this day, singer Kyle Norman is 49. And singer Corrine Bailey Ray is 45. Actor Taylor Dooley is 31. On the 26th of February.
Get ready. This week, Staples has deals so good, you're going to want to sit down. Are you sitting? I'll wait. Great. Right now, during Staples Sit-A-Thon, you can save up to $180 on select chairs. That's up to $180 off desk chairs, up to $180 off computer chairs, and up to $180 off gaming chairs. So hurry into Staples now for the Staples Sit-A-Thon and grab a seat or two. Ends 3-2. In-store only. See associate for details.
Hi, this is Taylor Hefner. Did you know that A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center is locally owned and operated? Stop in today and see my mom or Violet for all your furniture and mattress needs. We offer a variety of recliners, sofas, love seats, dining sets, bedroom sets, adjustable beds, and bedding, all at the lowest prices around. We also deliver, set up, and haul away your old. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, located in downtown Richland Center, 475-6090.
This is Lori Berry from the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Does your retirement plan fit your vision? Your plan should be as unique as you are. Whatever you envision, make sure you have the right investment mix, risk tolerance, and time horizon to get you from point A to point B. Contact me today to make sure your strategy aligns with your retirement dream.
Experience the difference. CFBankInvestmentCenter.com. Securities and insurance offered through LPL or its affiliates are not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
When you visit the shoebox, it's like going back in time, with customer service being the number one priority. Now is the time to visit the shoebox, with track, baseball, and softball season soon getting underway. The shoebox takes pride in making sure all athletes get the pair of shoes they need to compete at a high level. From the beginner athlete all the way to the pros, you'll receive service like it ought to be at the shoebox in Black Earth.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
The decisions you face when planning a funeral might seem overwhelming at first. We're ready to help. I'm Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We can help you make choices one by one and make the journey one of love, healing, and life celebration. Our staff at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is committed to providing support, compassion, information, and directed as needed for everyone dealing with loss and grief.
WRCO Radio and the best of me. We're at 26 degrees in Richland Center. We trust it was a good weekend for you. Good weekend for the Bucks. They picked up a couple of wins Friday night and yesterday as well. We'll recap that during our report today in sports about 10 minutes away from right now. Here is Joe Diffie.
My first truck when I was three, drove 100,000 miles on my knees, hauled marbles and rocks and thought twice before I hauled a Barbie doll bed for the girl next door. She tried to pay me with a kiss and I began to understand there's something women like about a pickup man. When I turned 16, I saved a few hundred bucks. My first car was a pickup truck. I was cruising the town, and the first girl I see was Bobby Joe Gentry, the homecoming queen. She flagged me down and climbed up in the cab and said, I never knew you were a pickup man. You can set my truck on fire and roll it down a hill, and I still wouldn't trade it for a Coupe de Ville. I got an 8-foot bed that never has to be made. You know, if it weren't for trucks, we wouldn't have tailgates. I met all my wives in traffic.
aiming like I buy the pickup man. Most Friday nights I can be found in the bed of my truck on an old Chase Lounge. Backed into my spot at the drive-in show. You know a cargo light gives off a romantic glow. I never have to wait in line at the popcorn stand, cause there's something women like about a pickup man. You can set my truck on fire and roll it down a hill, and I still wouldn't trade it for a cookie bill. I got an 8-foot bed that never has to be made. You know, if it weren't for trucks, we wouldn't have tailgates. I met all my wives in traffic jams. You're just something women like about a pickup man. Or a brand new machine, once around the block and you'll know what I mean. You can set my truck on fire and roll it down a hill, and I still wouldn't trade it for a coupe bill. I got an 8-foot bed that never has to be made. You know, if it weren't for trucks, we wouldn't have tailgates. I met all my wives in traffic jams, or just something women like about a pickup man. Yeah, there's something women like about a pickup man.
Joe Diffie music for you, and the pickup truck here on WRCO Radio. We remind you, Good Shepherd Church in Viroqua offers a free community meal the fourth Monday of each month from 5 until 6:30. All are welcome to that event. And going on this week, the Family Thrift Shop Board will have its monthly meeting at 1 on Tuesday. The meeting will be held at Park Street Christian Church, located in Richland Center. 26 degrees, that is so far the overnight low, just ahead of news time today on a Monday morning.
Wiscode is a local, family-oriented company based in Lone Rock, Wisconsin, ready to serve your family or business with the service that defines the Wiscode mission, where quality and honesty meet. Wiscode is a one-stop solution for driveways long or short and parking lots large or small. Estimates are always free. Now is the time to call 1-800-BLACKTOP so you're on the schedule for next spring. That's 1-800-BLACKTOP. Wiscode cares as much about your asphalt and everything around it as you do. 1-800-BLACKTOP. It's the right call right now.
Join the River Valley Baseball Team for an Easter egg hunt Saturday, March 30th from 10 a.m. to noon at River Valley Baseball Field, 660 Varsity Boulevard, Spring Green. The egg hunt starts at 10:30, split by age groups 4K and under, kindergarten through second grade, third through fifth grade. Don't forget to bring your own basket. For more information, contact Coach Heinemeier at 608-588-2554. $10 per child includes entry and 10 game tickets. Enjoy food, music, games, prizes, and photos with the Easter Bunny.
What would you do with an entire extra day? This year is leap year. I bet you forgot we had an extra day this year. This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, and we know what we're doing with an extra day. We're having an amazing event. We're having a make an offer sale. That's right, you find an item you like, and you tell us what you think a reasonable price is that you'd like to pay. Don't offer if you don't want to buy it, though. We want serious shoppers only to take advantage of this crazy offer. Also, if your offer is silly, we will counteroffer. All sales final. Thursday, February 29th only. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
News time at 6:30 is sponsored by Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, your full-service pharmacies caring for you and about you. And also sponsored by BL Signs. Today's forecast calls for sunshine at times and a high of 64 with record warmth possible today. For tonight, scattered clouds, a low of 38, and Tuesday 66, partly sunny and record warmth again, possibly with spotty rain showers before it drops to 14 for Tuesday night's low. Right now in Richland Center, it is 26 degrees.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are working hard to give you great service. The pharmacists and staff want you to feel good and to feel good about your pharmacy. You can trust Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, where local people who know and care about you are always willing to take the time to answer your questions. Experience the difference, safety, and convenience at Boscobel Pharmacy and the Center Pharmacy on Orange Street in Richland Center.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Phil Nee. Here is what you need to know. A warm front is sweeping spring-like weather across a large swath of the country in what is usually one of the coldest months of the year. The rare warm-up is sending people out of their homes to enjoy the winter respite, but also bringing increased wildfire danger. The temperature yesterday in Omaha, Nebraska, broke 65 degrees on a day when the average high temperature is around the freezing mark. Temperatures also reached into the 60s in Denver, Chicago, and Des Moines, Iowa. Kansas City saw temperatures in the mid-70s. The National Weather Service has issued red flag warnings and fire weather watches for nearly a dozen central U.S. states. Speaking of fires, there was a fire in Toma over the weekend.
More than 80 firefighters from Toma and several other fire departments responded to the scene Friday night. According to a press release, it took nearly 9 hours to extinguish the fire, which gutted the building that housed Sassy Girl Aroma. Its Facebook page describes the retailer as a family-owned business making scented wickless wax melts. A fire in November damaged another downtown Toma business, Peking Chinese Restaurant. Bob Hague, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Golden Gallon scholarship applications are currently being accepted. The scholarship is open to all students enrolled in any post-secondary school who has exhibited dairy cattle at the Richland County Fair Junior Show. Applicants do not have to be majoring in agriculture or an agricultural-related field. Applications can be found on the Richland County Extension 4-H website at richland.extension.wic.edu/scholarship. The application deadline is coming up March 1st. Also, Wisconsin's home sales jumped over 7% in January compared to 2023 reports. This is the first monthly increase in home sales since December of 2021, which is in stark contrast to the over 17% decline in Wisconsin sales for all of 2023. The statewide average price rose 6% and is now $265,000. New listings of homes rose 10%. Last month compared to January of last year. February is Teen Dating Violence Awareness Month. One in three youth experience physical, sexual, or emotional abuse from someone they're in a relationship with before they become adults. Two out of three don't even ask for help. And 40% of teenage girls ages 14 to 17 report knowing someone their age who has been hit or beaten by a boyfriend. Experts encourage teaching and talking to youth about consent, healthy relationships, boundaries, and sharing resources. The Wisconsin Conservation Congress reminds residents that there's still time to take part in the annual spring hearing process. The WCCU is an independent organization that advises the Wisconsin Natural Resources Board and the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources on how to responsibly manage Wisconsin's natural resources. Each year, residents have an opportunity to submit ideas as resolutions to the WCC. You can submit proposed resolutions online now through February 26th, the concern must have statewide impact, be practical, achievable, and responsible, and be within the mission and vision of the WCC. But you can also submit up to two resolutions per year and must present the resolution in person during the annual spring hearings on April 8th. The online input will begin Wednesday, April 10th, and close Saturday, April 13th. If you are interested in submitting a resolution, reach reach out to the Resolution Review Committee or your WCC County Chair for guidance in drafting a resolution. Additional tips on preparing a resolution are available on the WCC and DNR's Spring Hearings webpage. Join UW Madison Division of Extension and USDA Risk Management Agency coming up on Tuesday night, March 5th, from 7 until 8 to learn about livestock risk protection and livestock gross margin and the USDA cattle risk management tools for beef producers. The webinar will present information on how the programs work and how beef producers can purchase coverage. Presenters for the workshop include Paul Mitchell, Professor of Agricultural and Applied Economics, University of Wisconsin-Madison, Director of Rank Agribusiness Institute, Brenda Badel, Professor of Agricultural Economics, UW-River Falls, UW Extension Commodities Marketing Specialist, Pamela Stahlke, Director, USDA Risk Management Agency, St. Paul Regional Office, and Bill Halfman, UW Extension State Beef Outreach Specialist. To receive the connection information for this online meeting, register by noon, Tuesday, March 5th, at go.wisc.edu/op3120 to request an interpreter, materials in an alternative language or format, or other services to make this event more accessible. Contact Sandra Stutton at wisc.edu by today.
BL Signs of Richland Center has grown significantly, helping other businesses grow. In the last decade, businesses of all sizes have trusted the team at BL Signs, from developing ideas to get started, to creation, installation, and reliable service afterward. BL Signs' promise of projects done well, done on time, and done on budget comes with the experience and knowledge to turn your sign into one of your most important investments. Visit BL Signs of Richland Center online at blsignage.com.
It is a wild and wacky forecast for today, a high of 64 with sunshine and record warmth. Scattered clouds tonight, a low of 38. Tuesday, 66 with record warmth possible again before it becomes blustery and sharply colder. Tuesday night, lows dropping down to 14, a dusting or a half inch of snow expected. Wednesday, a high of 26 with a few flurries early. Thursday, partly cloudy and breezy, a high of 44 and lots of sunshine Friday, breezy and mild, at a high of 55. Currently in Richland Center, after an earlier reading today of 34, we are down from that. That followed yesterday's high of 58 here at the studios. And right now, it is 26 degrees.
Research science has changed over the years on how to lose weight and be healthier. Are you eating and exercising the same amount but gaining weight? Do you count calories and are still gaining weight? Is losing weight getting harder as you get older? Simon's Recreation Complex will be hosting a four-week session that will discuss the building blocks for a healthy lifestyle. Each session will include a time for questions and answers and a 5 to 10 minute meditation. Denise Linz will present current research on how to lose body fat, gain muscle, and reduce stress. Join us on Thursday, February 29th for the first of four consecutive Thursday sessions at 3 p.m. or 7 p.m. The session will also be available online with Zoom. Cost for all four sessions is only $10. Start today to take back your health. Learn the science behind why we as a society are gaining weight and are less healthy. Knowledge is the key. Call Simon's Recreation Complex at 647-8522 for more information.
Sports Time is sponsored by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. Coming up, a recap of weekend high school sports and a look ahead at this week as well. It was a nice win for the Bucks yesterday. Those stories and more in a moment.
A Kubota tractor will allow you to get all those many jobs done that have been sitting there too long. Hi, this is Rick from the Homesteader Store. Industry-leading Kubota tractors will push, pull, lift, cut, and till your property back into shape. Kubota has compact diesel tractors priced right from 18 to 62 horsepower. They have silky smooth hydrostatic transmissions. Kubota has various rebates and great long-term financing. See the full line of Kubota tractors at the Homesteader Store, Highway 14 East, or at homesteaderstore.com.
I'm Phil Nee with sports. Over the weekend Saturday night, WIAA Regional Girls Basketball Championships. It was Wazika Steuben advancing after a win over Belmont 52-46. They'll meet Argyle Pecatonica next here in Richland Center on Thursday night after Argyle Pecatonica ended the year for Highland 58-41. Also, Royal advanced after a 65-50 win against Independence Gilmanton. They will play Cochrane Fountain City next after they ended the year for Ashton 48-22. In girls basketball from Division 4, it was a win for Cuba City over Mineral Point 71-53 and a win for Westfield over Bangor 57-43. Prairie du Chien lost to Edgewood 58-29 and Edgerton got the win against Platteville 56-40 in Division 3 girls basketball. The boys' tournament will get underway tomorrow night with regional quarterfinal games. Many games around southwest Wisconsin to open up the tournament. The boys' regional semis will be on Friday night and championships coming up on Saturday night. And the state individual wrestling tournament concluded over the weekend. Bill Twining has more.
Richland Center's wrestling team had three state place winners for the first time since 2003, when both senior Zach Menny and junior Mitch Collins were state runners-up, and senior Cole Muller placed fourth. This time around, the Hornets, under coaches Silas Coleman and Darren Gutterson, saw junior Ethan Hady reach the state finals before falling to familiar foe Hocken Peterson of Dodgeville. Ethan Hady is the first Hornet state runner-up since Gus Donovan in 2021 and is now placed twice in the state meet. His sister, senior Emma Hady, made her second trip to state, winning four matches and placing fourth in the girls' event. Meanwhile, senior Teague Perkins returned to the state meet after missing the tournament trail a year ago due to injury and finished out his high school wrestling career with a sixth place showing at 215 pounds in Division II. Riverdale also had a trio of place winners in this year's state meet. Sophomore Brody Meese placed second to state champion Wyatt Unser of Glenwood City at 126 pounds in Division III. Fellow sophomore Grant Matthews won four matches, three by fall, and placed third at 285 pounds. Senior Riley Wanick medaled on his second trip to state, placing sixth at 175. Freshman Lakota Brewer also qualified for state but failed to place for Riverdale. Ithaca Weston and River Valley each had just one wrestler make it to the state meet. Junior Nolan Waldner of Ithaca Weston won his opening round match on Thursday but then twice lost on Friday and failed to place. Junior Wyatt Knockreiner of River Valley lost a tough 2-0 bout in the preliminary round and was ousted on Thursday. North Crawford Seneca took three wrestlers to state and saw both of its girls win placement matches. Sophomore Adriana Logue was third at 185 pounds, and freshman Frankie Groom was fifth at 126. Junior Jaron Grimsland also qualified for state, but failed to place. It was a banner year for Dodgeville. Junior Ava Lord represented the Dodgeville girls, but failed to place. All four of Dodgeville boys won state titles, and all four in succession in the first four matches. Freshman Shane Rashan was a winner at 106 pounds. Sophomore Hocken Peterson claimed his second straight title with a win over Richland Center's Ethan Hady at 113. Seniors Charlie Might had 120 and Reed Spurley at 126, then followed by each winning his third state championship. The Dodger wrestling team and coaches Ryan Lord and Rod Muller were welcomed back to town Saturday night with a parade of fire trucks with blaring sirens, accompanied by a display of fireworks in Dodgeville.
Thanks, Bill. And we look ahead at state team wrestling. We'll get underway coming up on Friday in Madison to cap off the high school wrestling season. Cam Jones riding a hot streak for Marquette. He scored 34 Sunday in an 88-64 win over Xavier. It was the second straight 34-point performance for Jones. And the Bucks have won two straight games out of the All-Star break after beating the 76ers 119-98. It was a homecoming for Bucks coach Doc Rivers, who coached in Philly for 3 years before being fired. Giannis Antetokounmpo scored 30 points, took down a dozen rebounds, and dished out a total of 9 assists. He got 24-point help from Damian Lillard. And the Brewers split two games in the first weekend of Cactus League play. Wes Clark pounded two home runs as Milwaukee outscored the Padres 11-7 on Saturday. The Rockies roughed up Brewer pitching 10-3 yesterday. Pat Murphy was asked about about his first spring training without manager Craig Counsell.
It feels great, no question. You know, it's been busy. I promise you, it's been busy. Counts was great. He let me kind of run my own ship as the bench coach, you know what I mean? And now it's, it's a little more structured and a little more involved.
The Brewers spring training continues. They'll have games this week and more coming up on the radio, WRCE, FM 107.7 and AM 1450. The Badger women's hockey team closed out the regular season with a 4-2 home victory over number one Ohio State on Saturday. And the Badgers completed a sweep of Penn State Saturday with a 3-2 overtime decision in men's hockey. And that is a look at sports on a Monday morning. I'm Phil Nee.
People say that love is a rose. Maybe they've hit it right on the nose. But other folks say that it's like the sun. Well, a long time ago, Daddy said to me, I'll help you clear up the mystery. I'll give you a simple rule of thumb. If it knocks you off your feet, then it's love, then it's love. If it makes your life complete, then it's love, then it's love. If it turns you upside down, then it's love, then it's love. If it makes your world go round, then it's love. The dictionary won't tell you much. Love is the word you're looking at. I don't believe that definition's right. And the encyclopedia won't reveal the crazy way you start to feel. A kissing on a moonlit summer night. 'Cause if it knocks you off your feet, then it's love, then it's love. If it makes your life complete, then it's love, then it's love. If it turns you upside down, then it's love, then it's love. If it makes your world go round, then it's love. Maybe compare it to a flame, or say it's a medicine that heals. 'Cause a panel of experts could fight all night and never figure out which one is right, but they'd agree on how it makes you feel. 'Cause if it knocks you off your feet, then it's love, then it's love. If it makes your life complete, then it's love, then it's love. If it turns you upside down, then it's love, then it's love. If it makes your world go round, then it's love. Well, if it makes your world go round, then it's love.
Wish I had a car. Top broke down, music up loud. Follow that girl all over town and see. Know my Gina Ryder's gonna notice me. I wish I had a dog. Seen her in the park with the puppy on a string. Looking so cute, baby, sooner or later with me. Know my Gina Ryder's gonna talk to me. Everybody says, fool, fool, nothing you can do. Never gonna see her with the likes of you. I say, why?
Tall Martina Riley's gonna notice me. Ought to learn to dance with the hottest moves and the latest styles. Get her on the dance floor and after a while you see Tall Martina Riley's gonna dance with me. Everybody says, fool, fool, nothing you can do. Never gonna see her with the likes of you. I say, watch and see. Norma Jean Riley's gonna notice me. Gonna write a song, sing about her hair, her lips, and her eyes. Bring her to tears with my heartfelt honesty. Norma Jean Riley's gonna fall for me. Everybody says, fool, fool, nothing you can do. Never gonna see her with the likes of you. I say, watch and see. Norma Jean Riley's gonna fall for me. Everybody says,
Diamond Rio and WRCO singing about Norma Jean Riley. It is 8 minutes before 7 o'clock, and we just saw Henry Bray. He's recovered from his wild weekend. He'll be in with us a little bit later on today. Our granddaughter Oakley with a fourth birthday today, which hardly seems possible. 4 years, man, they go by fast, don't they? So we had a wild birthday party yesterday down by Milwaukee and had a chance to eat some cake and chicken wings and pizza, and yeah, so I kind of get back and I'll kind of watch it, get off the seafood diet today a little bit maybe, and at least take a break for breakfast, then look out lunch.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
Tired of counting sheep? Hi, this is Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Did you know that one-third of your life is spent sleeping? The 7 to 9 hours we should spend catching Z's helps the body heal itself, activate the immune system, and give your heart a break. Want to sleep on a Wisconsin-made high-quality mattress? Stop down to our new sister company, Bed & Linen, located on Highway 14, Spring Green, and let us show you why we wake up so refreshed.
What would you do with an entire extra day? This year is leap year. I bet you forgot we had an extra day this year. This is Jamie at JJ Walsh Jewelers, and we know what we're doing with an extra day. We're having an amazing event. We're having a make an offer sale. That's right, you find an item you like, and you tell us what you think a reasonable price is that you'd like to pay. Don't offer if you don't want to buy it, though. We want serious shoppers only to take advantage of this crazy offer. Also, if your offer is silly, we will counteroffer. All sales final, Thursday, February 29th only. JJ Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
Riverdale Ag is here to serve your cropping needs. They offer a full line of crop protection products along with dry and liquid fertilizers. Dave and his prompt professional staff offer feed, seed, fertilizer, chemical, grain elevator, and application. Partnering with farmers since 1983, Riverdale Ag Service is Southwest Wisconsin's whole farm supplier. Farmers that are shopping around for fertilizer in these times need to give Riverdale Ag a call for competitive pricing and great service. 739-3103.
When you visit the shoebox, it's like going back in time, with customer service being the number one priority.
Now is the time to visit the Shoebox with track, baseball, and softball season soon getting underway. The Shoebox takes pride in making sure all athletes get the pair of shoes they need to compete at a high level. From the beginner athlete all the way to the pros, you'll receive service like it ought to be at the Shoebox in Black Earth.
Great news! Strang's at Richland Center is not closing. Instead, we're excited to announce that they will be under new ownership. They continue proudly to offer top quality products from trusted brands like Lennox, Goodman, A.O. Smith, NEC, and many more. At Strang's, quality is not just a promise, it's the hallmark. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Strang's has always been about people helping people, and your satisfaction is their priority. Experience the legacy of Strang's under new ownership. The same reliability you've known for years, now with a fresh perspective. Strang's, where experience meets commitment, and they're here to serve you better than ever before.
At Larson Collision and Paint in Lone Rock, Ryan understands that unexpected moments can leave your vehicle in need of some tender, loving care. But here's the good news. Fixing those dents and scratches shouldn't cost you a fortune. Give Ryan a call at 583-0105 and let them take care of your auto body needs without breaking the bank. Don't let a little fender bender turn into a financial headache. Call Ryan at Larson Collision and Paint today. Your wallet and your vehicle will thank you.
Bob Marley, One Love, is in first place for a second week with a movie going public. It made another $13.5 million over the weekend. Dune Part 2 was actually in vogue over the weekend with a few limited releases, but it appears it'll be the new number one next weekend. This week's number two movie, the latest installment in the series Demon Slayer and Ordinary Angels, starring Hilary Swank, debuted in number three. Also, Madam Web, number four, and Migration was rated number five over the weekend at the box office. Coming up, a news update. We'll check in just a bit with ABC News. This is Brett Young and Catch.
I wasn't trying to feel like this. I wasn't trying to feel nothing at all. I just came to meet my friends and try to drink a long week off. I didn't want to stay too late. I wasn't trying to close it down. I was doing my own thing, yeah, up until you sat down. I thought that I'd catch a buzz, catch a game, catch up with the boys, the same old thing. Catch a cab back to my place, but then I saw your face. Now you got me trying to catch your eye and catch your name, and catch a spark and start a flame. The way you smile and I can't help myself. Girl, you got me trying to catch my breath. You got me trying to catch my breath. Takes. You went and messed up all my plans. I only meant to hold this drink. Now I'm trying to hold your hand. Yeah, I thought that I'd catch a buzz and catch a game. Catch up with the boys, the same old thing. Catch a cab back to my place, but then I saw your face. Now you got me trying to catch your eye and catch your name. Catch a spark and start a flame. When you smile and I can't help myself. Girl, you got me trying to catch my breath. Oh, oh, you got me trying to catch my breath. Whoa. Got me catching feelings. I wasn't even trying to feel this. I don't know how you started stealing my heart like you are in this bar, but I'm glad that you are, cause I just thought that I'd catch a buzz, catch a game, catch up with the boys, same old thing, catch a cab back to my place, but then I saw your face, now you got me trying to